John chapter 18, we have seen that King Jesus was in ultimate control of the events taking place around him, which would be his arrest and crucifixion. Jesus is also in ultimate control of the events that surround your life. And when we believe that and walk in that, every circumstance, every trial, every injustice turns into an opportunity to showcase the glory of Christ. Not too long ago, our music minister, Jack Daniels, texted me in the evening and he said, "Watch Tortured for Christ right now." Tortured for Christ is a book by Richard Wurmbrand, retelling his 14-year imprisonment and persecutions because he was a pastor who refused to stop preaching during the days of communism in Romania. And while in prison, if the prisoners were caught praying, they would be beaten. Well, one night, as one of the guards was making his rounds, he peeped into Wurmbrand's prison cell, only to find him praying. And apparently this was a nightly thing because you could see the tiredness of the prison guard's face as he frustratingly unlocked the cell. And he said to Wurmbrand, "Are you praying again? You fool. Your wife is in prison. Your child is an orphan. Your life is gone. And yet you still pray to your imaginary God. What could you possibly have left to pray for?" Wurmbrand lifted his blood-stained head until his swollen eyes met the prison guard's, and he said, "I was praying for you. I have the power to endure, to pray, to love, the power to trust, the power to fight for the cause of justice." The person who knows God, who trusts God, he is the one on the earth with the power. No one dictates orders to the man or woman of God because they're already under the control of the Spirit of God. They are under the rule of the divine. When you pray today, please remember Doug Lee and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Arabic LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Australia, Canada, the United States, and the Middle East.